Summary and outcome of the events described. These are the actual events which transpired in the final days of the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. After learning of these events, no one can even imagine that Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu or the companions had any involvement in these conflicts. The love, devotion, and forbearance with which Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu served in the last 6 years of his Khilafat is to his credit. The like of this cannot be found in any other community except for among the servants of God, the Holy. He selflessly occupied the seat of Khilafat and returned to his true beloved selflessly. In perilous times, when the blood of even the most patient of men boils with rage, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu adopted such a manner that those who were thirsty for his blood could not even find the lamest excuse to kill him. Ultimately, the rebels had to put Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu to the sword, and in this manner, they confessed that they were the oppressors and Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was innocent. Similarly, it is clearly evident from these events that the companions had no objection against the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. Until the very last breath, they were loyal, and even when it was impossible for them to help in any way, putting their own lives in danger, they continued to protect Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. These events also establish that neither did the appointment of governors by Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu have anything to do with these conflicts, nor was the tyranny of these governors a cause. The allegation against Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Zubayr radiallahu anhu of secretly conspiring is also absolutely false. All three of these companions strove to remove this conflict with such loyalty and sympathy that even biological brothers cannot match their efforts, let alone exceed them. The allegation which is leveled against the Ansar, that they were displeased with Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, is false, because we see that all the chiefs among the Ansar endeavor to ward off this conflict. The real cause of this disorder was that upon witnessing that Islam could not be destroyed by overt schemes, the enemies of Islam turned their attention towards hatching secret conspiracies. Using the name of prominent companions, they secretly began to create factions among the Muslims. The means that they had employed have now become manifest to the people. The rebels persuaded criminals who had served sentences to join them, and bribe robbers. They weakened the administration of the state by spreading false concepts of equality. They weakened the faith of people under the guise of religion and prepared a community through thousands of schemes and tactics. Then, through lies, fabrication, and deception, these people created such circumstances that it became difficult for Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and other companions to resist. We know not what the outcome would have been, but from the events we know this much. Even if it had been the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, this conflict still would have arisen. The allegations which were leveled against Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu would also have been leveled against Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. For Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu did nothing which Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had not done. Due to a shortage of time, since the events of the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu were mentioned in only a few minutes and were very brief, hence I deleted this part during my second reading.